Good Saturday morning. Welcome to another edition of the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Conservation Show. I'm Kyle Lenzner. With me today, we got a couple guests in here. One is Craig Haas, the regional CO supervisor.
Good morning.
And the other one is Ryan, one of our creel clerks from the area up here. So we'll probably start off with Ryan's. He covers the Lake Ponset and Lake Compesca area. He checks a lot of guys out there. So for Lake Ponset, we'll have him kind of give the fishing report this morning.
I am Ryan, and I alternate between Ponset and Compesca, and Ponset has been pretty busy. They have mostly been catching walleye, crappie, and perch. The crappies are starting to slow down a little bit, but the perch are starting to get more attention. The boat traffic is definitely picking up, but the shore fishermen are starting to dwindle down. I'm usually out there just to gather information on angling pressure and harvest. I usually just gather your total counts, and then I will get measurements from you and how long you've been out there.
Yeah, and that's all good data that we use for a lot of our studies. Also helps us predict angling pressure, harvest rates. So that information is actually pretty valuable to us. And it's a good summer job. Get to spend a lot of time on the water. Do you do boat counts or shore counts, both? Spend some time on the water too then?
I mostly just do shore. I don't do very much for boats. I usually just count people on my boat, and that's the only thing I do on the boat.
Okay. Yeah, not a bad summer job, and good thing is you get a good fishing report from the lakes you're on. So that seems pretty much what I'd expect from Ponset. Now that boat traffic's starting to pick up a little bit more. Shore fishing probably still good early mornings, which the bad thing about that is early morning now is like 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning. So a lot of times we'll see more the evening fishermen, you know, right around that sunset time. And I would expect that to be pretty good from shore. And are you out at those evening hours as much or not?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually out there till 10 o'clock at night sometimes. And actually later at night seems to be the best, towards 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and I would expect that to be pretty typical. But yeah, Ponset should be probably one of the more consistent lakes right now. But as we get to the report, it kind of looks like everything that's got fish in it's probably picking up a little bit. You said the other lake that you're doing is Compesca, and I'm guessing that one's probably been a little bit slower for you.
Yeah, Compesca's definitely been slower, but I have had some people with some bigger fish, some walleyes that are upwards of 25, so there's definitely fish in there. It's just a little bit slower.
Yeah, and that's probably what I'd expect from Compesca right now, too. Probably seen a lot of people catching white bass or not?
Yeah, white bass is definitely on the rise, and some pike are around in Compesca that are pretty big. So.
Yep, that's good to hear, and that's not a bad summer job either. Gets you a lot of contact with folks, and like I said, you get a pretty good fishing report too.
Okay. Otherwise, down there, Lake Albert down there, it looks like that's really pricked up in pressure here this last week. Guys are starting to catch some fish out there, and it seems like the quality of fish being caught out there, the walleye that are being picked up out there, seem to be pretty nice fish, so... No, I know there's a guy in the office here this week, and he was telling me about all the boats that were parked there. So it sounds like if you're planning on going to Albert here today or tomorrow or this weekend, I should say, just make sure you're getting there early enough to get a spot, it sounds like.
Yeah, and that's always kind of a tough access area, too, because there's parking is not too bad if you're there early. It's just a one-lane ramp, so it does take time. Gets a little congested down there, so if you are using it, just be patient and try to park so you're being efficient so we can get as many trailers in there as we can.
Well, okay, we can jump over to Clark County quick. Not too much on the report here. Looks like things are kind of slow over there right now. Dry Lake number 2, guys are picking up some fish out there. It seems like there's some nice, healthy fish. Kind of that 15 to 18-inch range is from what I've heard. Sounds like crawlers and leeches are starting to work good on the spinners. It's getting to be that time of year. Water temperatures are definitely high right now, way higher than what they normally are this time of year. And this is kind of the temperatures where you start seeing those spinners start working the best. So,
yeah, I can't remember a Memorial Day where we've had swimming water temperatures and 100 degrees. I don't know if that's ever happened. But I can't remember one, but that was crazy last weekend.
Yeah, I don't think I remember a Memorial Day where I got a sunburn either. So, but otherwise, Indian Springs still producing a few fish out there as well. And I know Dry Lake up there, that one, guys are starting to catch a few, but things have slowed down, it sounds like, all around over there. Swan Lake still giving up a few fish, but that too has slowed down. So, coming over here to Cottonwood County, we already talked about Lake Compesca. Like Ryan mentioned, walleyes are being picked up out there, some nice ones being caught. Also, quite a few of those 12 to 15 inchers being caught and throwing back. A few smallmouth. I know I've talked to some guys that are doing decent on smallmouth. Sounds like a lot of them are under that 12-inch range. So not real big ones, but sounds like they're doing pretty decent on them. Goose Lake, that one's been pretty hit or miss. It's pretty typical for Goose Lake. It sounds like the fish that are being picked up, the walleye, it sounds like they're in that shallow water. It sounds like they're pretty nice fish, though. It sounds like they're in that 18 to 20-plus inches. So.
And a side note on Goose, with the high water, we still don't have the dock in for the boat ramp. It sounds like the plank would still be underwater, so probably gonna have to wait for the water levels to go down a little bit before we can get that in. But I guess if you still want to use the ramp, it's you can still use it, but we just can't maintain a dock there, so... You have to get wet to use it probably, but there's been people doing it. Shore fishing has been pretty good from Goose, though, so
yep.
Definitely worth a shot.
And Dry Lake and Grass Lake up north, they're the opposite. The water level's a little bit down. We do have the dock in at Dry Lake up there. It is a little shallow, so you do have to back out into the water a little bit to get the boat off, but the dock is there, and you should be able to get a boat in there. I want to say at the end of the dock, it's right in that 3.5 to 4 feet. So still plenty of water to get a boat off at the up at Dry Lake there. Guys are picking up a few fish up there. Most of the walleye being caught there are ranging from that 12 to 15 inches, with a few in that 15 to 17 being picked up.
I guess the other bright spot for Cottonwood County would be Grass Lake.
Yep.
Sounds like that ramp it's very shallow. There's nothing we can do to improve that. So you're very limited to the boat that you can get in there. They test netted it, and the test results were very, very good. Lots of fish and good size structure. So if you could find the fish, they're probably going to be pretty good. But bad thing is, if you have more than a 14-foot boat on rollers would be about perfect. But much more than that, you probably get a 16 if it's on rollers. But any of the bigger boats are not going to go. And if it's on bunks, I would say probably definitely not.
Yep, and if you are planning on going up there, expect to be backing out there a ways. And I've seen a lot of guys when they come there to launch their boats, they got a pair of hip boots on or a pair of waders on or just got the old swim trunks on and are pushing those boats off and loading them back up. So just be prepared if you do go up there that it is shallow and have a backup plan if you can't get your boat off out there. So
good thing is it's close enough to dry, you can just go dry.
Yep. Day County there. Sounds like Wabe. Sounds like it's slowed down a little bit this past weekend. That warmer weather and some of them high winds. Whether it was just the fishing pressure was down or guys just weren't having much luck, but it seems like it was down a little bit this last weekend. But still catching a fair amount of white bass and still picking up a few walleyes up there. Bitter Lake there. It sounds like there were several boats tried it this last weekend. With some success in catching walleye, most of the anglers were pitching jigs into the shallower water. That would seem to be the best luck or the best method that they were having up there. Blue Dog, anglers are doing well and catching a few walleye from the shore up there. I haven't heard too much for the boat. I don't get up that way too much, but...
Yeah, it sounds like Blue Dog's been pretty good. So that's kind of one of our sleeper lakes that never gets a ton of pressure. I mean, it's right in the middle of, you know, all the... more traditional lakes up there between Bitter and Wabe and Pickerel, Enemy Swim, and everybody kind of forgets about Blue Dog, and a lot of times that's usually a pretty productive lake.
Yeah, last year about this time it was real hot, so some of those fish got to be left over. Other than that, I think we pretty much covered most of the counties in the area. So one thing that we did want to cover here this week, we did have a road check here this last weekend, and one of the biggest violations we've seen was in regards to our transportation rules when it comes to packaging fish. A lot of people were coming through with fish frozen in big chunks or in big blocks of ice. And if you're going to be transporting the fish down the road, you you're gonna have to not freeze them in that big block of ice like that. We'd need to be able to count them if you come to a road check like that, or if we stop you somewhere on the road, we would need to be able to count those fish. So if you're gonna be packaging them, freezing them, it's 2 fillets per package, so that way we can count those fish. And if you're not gonna be freezing them, then it doesn't matter how many you have in there. It just they can't be frozen if you're gonna be doing that. So.
And the other thing would be those fillets need to be kept intact.
Yep.
When we count fillets, if it's, and every once in a while we'll see where people just kind of cut their meat into, you know, somewhat of chunks, and there's no way to piece those back together to see what you have. So fish need to be intact for the fillets, and every piece of meat counts as a fillet. So if you cut one fillet in half, so you had 2 pieces of the same fillet, when we count them, that's one fish, because every 2 pieces of meat is basically going to be one fish. We just need to be able to count, and obviously frozen in a block can't do it. So just one of those things. Once you get home, you can do with them what you want. But if they're going down the road, and that's even once they leave your house too. So say you're fishing, you get back to your house, you freeze them in a big bag. You can't take those away from your house unless you thaw them out yet. So if they're going down the road, they have to be thawed out.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest violations we've seen last week, and we just wanted to make sure individuals understand that if you're fishing over here or up by the river anywhere in the state, just make sure you're following those rules when you're transporting those fish down the road. So,
and if you do have questions on it, it's page 7 of the fishing handbook.
Okay, other than that, anything else that you wanted to cover with that, Craig, or...
No. Just talk a little bit about a road check, I guess. We had one at Bowdle, and that's between, basically we're catching a lot of river traffic, kind of head back east. And I think we had 143 vehicles that came in with fish that we checked, which a lot of fish. I think we counted 1,269 walleyes. So a lot of fish coming back. River's been really, really good. And like you said, our biggest violation was frozen block fish. We did have a few overbag tickets. We did have a few AIS plug tickets where people stole their plugs in their boats. The good thing is we didn't see many of those. I think we only had about 143 vehicles, and that's not saying 143 boats, but I think we only had maybe 5 boat plug violations. So that seems to be getting better, and that's just a good time to remind you, too, that once you leave the ramp, that plug needs to be pulled, and you can't go down the road with any of the plugs in your boat, both in the live well or in the hull. And that's just to help reduce the spread of zebra mussels.
Okay. Just a quick reminder here. I know we've talked about it just about every week and stuff here, but HuntSafe classes are available for registration online. All you have to do is go visit our website there. If you click on the learning tab there, if you click on that, there'll be a tab underneath there for the Hunt Safe course. And once you go into that Hunt Safe course, there, right at the top, there'll be in red lettering, it'll say view and register for courses. And when you click on that, that'll show you all the courses that are available and coming up here this summer. So the only reason we keep mentioning it is just because summer activities get busy, summers are busy, everybody's camping, kids are at sporting events and stuff like that. Summer flies by, hunting season rolls around, and then all of a sudden everybody's in a rush to try and get registered for a class. And just want to make sure that you guys realize that that's out there, and so that way we don't miss any of these courses. So.
And the next Watertown class is also an online class, is that correct?
Correct, yep.
So you could do your coursework now as long as you made it to the field trip. And
yep.
When's that scheduled?
I believe the next one will be August 4th. I don't think there's one in between there. So, yeah, August 4th would be the next one in Watertown here. Like Craig's mentioned, it is an online course. So in order to take that one, you'd have to complete all your stuff ahead of time online. At the end of it there, it'll give you a certificate that you print off. You sign, you bring that to the course. You'll give that to me, and that tells me that you completed the course. And then that day, there's just a few things that we got to cover, some of the hands-on stuff, and then there's a test there, and we're done.
So you could start that now and work on it here and there throughout the summer and be ready for the fall field day.
Yeah, and that one does it. It takes a little bit of time to do. I think most of the kids that I've talked to so far in the courses, they said it took them between 7 and 10 hours. It seems like it takes them. So Not too hard, but it does take a little bit of time to do. So, other than that, another thing that we got coming up is the Clark Step Outside. And while we're on the subject of kids here, the Step Outside for Clark is going to be June 13th, which is a Wednesday here. Coming up pretty quickly, actually. For that, I know there's plenty of room available yet. I know there's a bunch of different courses that are going to be available there. There's going to be shotgun, muzzleloader, 22. I think there's going to be a waterfall station, a fishing station. So there's a bunch of different stations that are going to be available for that step outside there. And that's going to be held over at Oak Tree Lodge there in Clark County on June 13th. That goes from 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you want to register for that course, all you got to do is contact our Watertown office here and the girls there at the office. They know about it. They can get you registered, get you signed up, and we hope to see you over there. We look for a lot of participation for those courses. So
yeah, and it's a great opportunity for kids. Like Kyle said, you get exposed to a lot of different activities. And, I mean, you're shooting a lot of shells if you want to. Archery, shoot as much as you want. It goes by fast for the kids, and they seem to like it. So,
yeah, for those courses, I mean, you don't have to. I mean, you don't have to worry about firearms or shells or nothing like that. We provide all the hearing and eye protection. We provide the shells. We provide all the clay pigeons. Everything's pretty much provided. The only thing you might want to make sure you got is some suntan lotion or suntan screen, I should say, or sunscreen. get it right here eventually. And some bug spray. Those are the two things that you might want to bring with you. Usually we do have some there, but it might not hurt to spray some on before you come. So, but that's coming up June 13th over at Oak Tree Lodge here in Clark County. So,
and then probably the only other note we need to make is we are that time of year where we're starting to see a lot of fawns, goslings, ducklings, just baby animals everywhere. And it's very important that people leave those where they're at. Every year we get people bringing in fawns, ducklings, and once they bring them in, a lot of times there's not much we can do. Most of the times when they're in the wild, the mother's not that far away. If she's waiting for you to leave, they may appear to be abandoned, but they're really not. So best thing to do is just leave them alone. And not touch them, not disturb them, and just get out of the area. And Mother Nature will take care of itself. And generally that mother's not too far away, and she'll take care of them. She's just waiting for you to leave. So leave them alone, and they'll be just fine.
And, yep, that's a big thing. I know we've been getting quite a few calls here in the last week and a half, it seems like, on fawns especially, and even baby ducks. It is that time of year. So like Craig said, if you see it, just leave it be, and hopefully mom will come back and lead it off. One last note, I know we've gotten a few calls on it, is or people are just wondering, June 5th is when the elk drawing should be in. So if you put in for that one of the elk tags, June 5th will be when you should be getting notified whether you were successful or not. So with that, I think that should cover for today.
Yeah, looks like it's going to be a little bit of a windy day, but at least it's a weekend.
Yeah. So other than that, we hope to see you out there and have a safe and fun weekend.